Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Later this morning, state lawmakers and local officials will restart plans for legislation to expand regional transit in southeast Michigan. But one county will be missing. Here with the story, WWJ's Charlie Langton.
A plan for regional transit was defeated back in 2016 when Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Ouachita counties took a vote. Many say it was defeated because of opposition from Oakland and Macomb counties. Well, now, Brooks Patterson has been replaced by Dave Coulter, who wants mass transit, and Macomb County may not be part of this new plan. Later this morning, details about a plan for regional transit between Detroit, Wayne, Oakland, and Washtenaw counties will be outlined. The plan would ask voters to approve a property tax increase to fund the agreement that is expected to cost in the neighborhood of $5 billion. Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
A woman is dead after drifting into oncoming traffic and getting hit head-on by a tow truck. This happened along Grosbeck Highway in Clinton Township just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say the 51-year-old was driving her Chevy Equinox northbound in the left lane when she started to drift across the line into southbound traffic. A tow truck driver tried to avoid the Chevy but hit it head-on. The woman was taken to McLaren Hospital where she was pronounced dead. It's not known if she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. A drunk driver was arrested for trying to drive through that investigation scene.
Researchers want to sample what you're hearing, maybe for the sake of your heart. Here's WWJ's Rob St. Mary.
Factory noise has been shown to not only cause hearing loss, but heart problems due to the body's stress response. But what about fun stuff, like concerts? The University of Michigan and Apple are teaming up on some research, and they want your help. By downloading the Apple Research app and following the instructions, it'll allow iPhone and Apple Watch users to measure the sound levels around them and how long they're exposed to it. Researchers say once that data is collected and studied, it'll then be shared with various groups, including the World Health Organization. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
Hundreds will gather later this morning along the Detroit River to call for lower drug prices. That's as some bills have been introduced in the state that would enable Michigan to import reduced-priced prescription drugs from Canada instead of people going over the border and buying them there.
Americans, I should say, are paying the highest cost of pharmaceuticals than anybody else in the entire world, and that is just needs to stop.
AARP Michigan's Melissa Seifert says some 33% of Michigan in Michigan are not filling their prescriptions because of the high cost.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take your phone into courtrooms around Michigan? Clerks around Michigan, however, are criticizing a proposal to allow phones and other electronic devices in Michigan courthouses. Among their objections, they fear they will lose money. The Michigan Supreme Court is holding a public hearing Wednesday in Lansing. Courts typically charge people to make copies of public documents. Someone with an electronic device could do it for free.
Ford heading to Tesla's backyard in Southern California to unveil the first of a series of electric vehicles. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert was there for the reveal of the Mustang Mach-E.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, the Mach-E is a crossover. It looks like a Mustang and drives like a Mustang. Bill Ford saying it's the right vehicle to launch a series of electric vehicles.
It actually galvanizes our internal team because if we're going to electrify this and the F-150, they know that they better raise their game and make it perfect. So, and it also signals to the world that we are dead serious about electrification.
Ford says the Mach-E doesn't replace the traditional Mustang coupe, but he wouldn't rule out doing an electric version of that vehicle as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
A few injuries during opening weekend of deer firearm hunting season, including a couple of kids. WWJ's Dan Jenkins has the details live and local, Dan.
Tom, on Friday, which was opening day, two kids were hurt in Crawford County. That's a little ways east of Traverse City. Police were called to a home where the two kids were found injured. They had been hit by a bullet from an accidental discharge as the father was putting away his hunting rifle. They're both expected to be okay. Then in Ionia County on Saturday, police say a hunter was badly wounded when he was accidentally shot by his brother. Officials there say a 28-year-old Lowell man was taken by helicopter from the scene to a Grand Rapids hospital in serious but stable condition. The brothers were looking in dense corn for a deer they had shot and became separated when one man thought he saw a deer and then he fired again, soon realized that he had shot his brother and then called 911. Reporting live, Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
Another bummer for Lions fans. Another game, another loss for the Lions. They fell to the Cowboys 35-27 yesterday at Ford Field. With more, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
Roberta, the Lions were done in by the play of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, who threw for 444 yards and 3 touchdowns, as well as the play of wide receiver Michael Gallup, who had 9 catches for a season-high 148 yards. After the game, offensive lineman Graham Glasgow admitted Detroit's recent run of losses, 6 in the last 7 games, has frustrated him and just about everybody else inside the Lions locker room.
I mean, it's tough, and I mean, it's something that we take very seriously, and I think that we just need to get better and maximize the potential of what we have on our team, and that's something that we're going to try to get done next week.
Yeah, next week, Glasgow and the Lions will head to Washington for a game against the Redskins team that's lost its last 4 in a row and has just 1 win so far this season. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.